Welcome to Before You Brew, the series where I break down an archetype so you know what you'll end up with if you decide to build it. This includes core synergies, main colors, and commander choices. Today we are going to be breaking down -1/-1 counters, so please subscribe. For core synergies, we're talking about the things that every deck that is built around -1/-1 counters is going to care about. One thing could be proliferate or similar effects. So proliferate is choose any number of permanents and or players, then give each another counter of each kind already there. Any way to put -1/-1 counters on lots of creatures, preferably all creatures, all of your opponent's stuff, or all periods, so that could also hit yours. That's quite common to run in -1/-1 counter decks. Anything that triggers when you put -1/-1 counters on things. For example, Nest of Scarabs is 2 black for an enchantment, and it reads, whenever you put 1 or more -1/-1 counters on a creature, create that many 1/1 black insect creature tokens. Just making tons and tons. So say you proliferate, and there's 5 things your opponents have that have -1/-1 counters on them. You proliferate, those 5 things now all have 1 more -1/-1 counter, and you get 5 insects. Then there's triggers from death. Either triggers from whenever an opponent's stuff dies, because you can kill a lot of things, especially against token decks. They're going to have a lot of things that you can easily kill. Or things that say whenever something with a -1/-1 counter on it dies. For example, Blowfly Infestation is 2 black for an enchantment, and it reads, whenever a creature dies, if it had a -1/-1 counter on it, put a -1/-1 counter on target creature. So this is just a way to just keep on chugging them out, right? As you kill one, then you have another one to work on to kill, to proliferate, to add more, whatever it is. You just keep on adding them. And with this, you can kill any number of 1/1s, which is just huge. And with the new commander rule, you can kill their commander and that will count as it dying. There are also a lot of ways to try ramp, draw, and removal to your counter. Creature removal is just kind of dealt with for you. You don't want to forget about artifacts and enchantments. You do want to run that stuff. And there is some ramp and draw that is tied to -1/-1 counters, but it's few and far between. For colors, this is typically in black, red, green, but there's enough support to be able to be flexible with colors. You can do Golgari, Rakdos, and even mono black if you have enough support. You can also, of course, add more colors that aren't Golgari, Rakdos, and Mono Black. Commander choices. Most of these will go in each other's decks when possible because they just synergize with each other very well. Hapatra, Vizier of Poisons is black, green for a 2/2. Whenever Hapatra deals combat damage to a player, you may put a -1/-1 counter on target creature. And whenever you put 1 or more -1/-1 counters on a creature, create a 1/1 green snake creature token with death touch. So this is good because it gives you a payoff for making -1/-1 counters. So you just want to have as many effects that will put counters on things as possible and then proliferate or just add more. You're just trying to cover everything with counters and you just get huge amounts of triggers from that. You can also put -1/-1 counters on your snakes and they will just instantly be replaced. So having things that will put -1/-1 counters on your own things isn't actually bad for you. You can also run a lot of token synergies, mainly pump. Atraxa is white, blue, black, green for 4/4 with flying, vigilance, death touch, and lifelink. And it says, at the beginning of your end step, proliferate. This is good because she just makes it easy to get a huge amount of counter triggers. The Hapatra and the Nest of Scarabs, well, they get triggers from -1/-1 counters being put on things. So Atraxa is going to make it so that all the counters that my opponents have on their creatures, I can proliferate them every turn, which just makes it extremely easy for me to get a huge amount of tokens of counters on those things and a huge amount of triggers of those getting proliferated. The Scorpion God is 3 black red for 6/5. Whenever a creature with a -1/-1 counter on it dies, draw a card. And it says 1 black red, put a -1/-1 counter on another target creature. Whenever the Scorpion God dies, return it to its owner's hand at the beginning of the next end step. This is good because you can draw cards from what you're doing. Just being able to put the plus negative one counters, kill it, draw more cards, put more negative one counters, and just keep on cycling through that is amazing. So you can also take more advantage than usual. You would still want to do this from death triggers. General death triggers, negative one death triggers. You can also kill a lot of tokens, and you can kill your own creatures. So you can make yourself like 1/1 creatures and then easily kill them with a negative one counter, bringing yourself card draw. It's very easy to get a lot of cards with this, and you can just go off. Yawgmoth, Thran Physician, is 2BB, and it has protection from humans. Pay 1 life, sacrifice another creature, put a -1/-1 counter on up to 1 target creature, and draw a card. Black, discard a card, proliferate. This is mono black, which is typically bad, right? Because you only have the one color. But that's okay for 2 reasons. 1, black is the most important color of all -1/-1 counter color. Being just in black really isn't that much of a stretch. And 2, Yawgmoth is amazing. By himself, he will put -1 counters on creatures, and he will proliferate. All you need to do is get triggers from that proliferation and that placement, and you need to get things for him to sacrifice, which can be fairly easy to do. And you can have both. Nest of Scarabs, as I said before, every single time a -1/-1 counter is put on a creature, you get a 1/1 insect. So you can then sacrifice that insect and then get more counters and get another insect. And you can end up paying 1 life, draw a card. That is just absurd. With that, you can easily win, and you can just do a lot of search for that. Vadi Ildal is 2BG, and it says tap. Target creature's power or toughness is 1 until end of turn. So Vadi is good because you can tap it to kill any creature with a -1/-1 counter on it. The -1/-1 counter will kill it if you do the toughness. So it's just, you get a lot less triggers, but you have political power and ability to kill whichever creatures you wish. So it's a little different than the other ones. You can still take advantage of triggers just as much. It's just within the 99 and not as much on the head. Should I stick to 5 minutes or less for the archetype iteration or not? I think some archetypes get very complicated, but I do want to keep it short. Maybe 10 minutes or less. Let me know in the comments below or on Discord. Join link in the description or DM me. Please subscribe. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.